AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. College athletes may soon get paid to play. The Supreme Court is siding with a group of former college athletes in a dispute with the NCAA over rules limiting certain compensation. The court ruled the limits on compensation cannot be enforced. Under current NCAA rules, students cannot be paid, and the scholarship money colleges can offer them is capped at the cost of attending the school. A tornado sweeped through suburban Chicago. At least four people were sent to the hospital.
National Weather Service meteorologist Matt Friedland says at least three Chicago suburbs, Naperville, Woodridge, and Darien, were hit by a tornado.
There was a tornado based on the radar data and the reports, the nature of the reports we've received, that there was a tornado there, and that crossed those three suburbs and potentially more.
He says tornadoes are not that rare in northern Illinois in spring and summer, but this one is.
To get a strong tornado, especially that late in the evening, after 11 p.m. or so, it becomes somewhat more rare.
Friedland says folks can expect dry, breezy weather today and no tornadoes in sight. I'm Julie Walker.
Limits have been set on fans at the Tokyo Olympics, which are supposed to start in about a month. Venues can be at 50% capacity, up to a maximum of 10,000 fans, all of whom must be Japanese residents, regardless of whether it's indoors or outdoors. Dozens of people in Britain ignored advice not to travel to Stonehenge for the annual summer solstice celebration, which were canceled because of the coronavirus. Iran's president-elect says he would not meet with President Biden or negotiate over Tehran's ballistic missiles program and its support of regional militias. Ebrahim Raisi also described himself as a defender of human rights when asked about his involvement in the 1988 mass execution of about 5,000 people. This is AP News. Laurel Hubbard from New Zealand lifted 628 pounds in two lifts on the way to qualifying in the women's super heavyweight division for the Tokyo Olympics.
Laurel Hubbard is now a member of the New Zealand team to Tokyo. She is our first Olympian who has transitioned from male to female.
Kieran Smith is with the New Zealand Olympic Committee. Weightlifting New Zealand President Richie Patterson says Hubbard is in line with the best weightlifters in the world.
Whilst it is hard to speculate rankings, a total in that vicinity ranks Laurel in the top six of listed competitors for the women's 87 plus kilo division.
Gender identity in sports is a highly sensitive and complex issue.
Laurel has met all of the required criteria. She is a very dedicated and resilient athlete, and on behalf of Laurel, I would like to say how honored she is to be in the team.
At 43, Hubbard will also be the oldest weightlifter in the Tokyo Games. Ed Donahue, AP News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.